From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Protests continued in Chicago Wednesday night as many in the city express outrage over a graphic video that shows a white Chicago police officer gunning down a black teenager. NPR's David Shaper reports many in the city are upset not just with the content of the video, but with the delay in charging the officer and releasing the video as well.
Members of the Chicago City Council's Black Caucus say they were misled by police and other officials in the administration of Mayor Rahm Emanuel about what exactly is shown in the video of police officer Jason Van Dyke shooting 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. And they're angry at those city leaders for spending months fighting to keep that video from public view.
This has to stop.
Southside Chicago Alderman Howard Brookins.
We, as leaders of the city, have to demand better of our elected officials who are charged with protecting us all equally.
The Black Caucus is calling for the resignation or termination of Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The Department of Defense has now determined that the deadly U.S. strike against a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan last month was primarily due to human error. That's based on a report issued by the Pentagon, which finds a mistaken target coupled with slow reaction on the part of U.S. forces led to the deaths of at least 30 people and the injury of several dozen others. U.S. Army General John Campbell leads the international forces in Afghanistan.
The U.S. forces directly involved in this incident did not know the targeted compound was the MSF Trauma Center. The medical facility was misidentified as a target by U.S. personnel who believed they were striking a different building several hundred meters away where there were reports of combatants.
Some U.S. military personnel were suspended and could face possible disciplinary action. President Obama says there is no specific and credible threat of a terrorist attack as the nation heads into the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the head of Homeland Security is making a similar assurance.
Speaking at Washington's Union Station before catching a train home for the holiday, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson said law enforcement and Homeland Security officials are working overtime to protect the public. Johnson urged Americans to go about their normal activities.
We want to encourage the public, as the holiday season begins, to travel, be with your family, celebrate the holidays, go to public events, go to public gatherings, but be vigilant and be aware.
Security has been stepped up at U.S. train stations and airports following the Paris attacks. Some 47 million Americans are expected to travel this holiday weekend. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A fight over a controversial New York subway ad has ended. Promotions for Amazon's original series, The Man in the High Castle, featuring Nazi-inspired imagery, have been taken down. NPR's Rose Friedman reports from New York.
The show is based on a 1962 novel by Philip K. Dick. In the book, the Allies have lost World War II and are living with the consequences.
What is this?
Newsreel film. It shows us winning the war.
We didn't win the war.
Advertising for the show involved wrapping subway car seats. Red, blue, and white flags appeared with images of eagles and crosses that evoked Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio both expressed dislike for the ads. In response to criticism, Amazon released a statement about the show that did not directly address the ads, but a spokesperson for the Transportation Authority told NPR they've been removed. Rose Friedman, NPR News, New York.
Russia says it's deploying long-range air defense missiles to its base in Syria and that it will use them to destroy any target that may threaten its warplanes after Turkey's downing of one Tuesday. The move raises the potential threat of a Russia-NATO conflict. The S-400 missiles are capable of striking targets within a 250-mile range. Tourism is being hurt in Paris after the recent terror attacks. STR Global, which tracks hotel industry data, says occupancy rates at some Paris hotels have plunged more than 30% in the days since the November 13th attacks. Restaurants, small shops, department stores, and tourist sites have also been affected. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.